Next, Jay Salzberger from Panix.com.
I'm actually not from Panix. That's my internet service provider.
Sorry, but that's what it says.
Okay, no worry. Okay. I actually just want to call attention to the power of the City Council and the City of New York. Most of what I'm going to say is probably, well, what I would like to say is along the same lines as what Joe Plotkin said. The issue of network neutrality is a serious issue, and the right word for it is common carriage. Recently, there's been a claim by the duopoly that there's no trouble with network neutrality, but there's evidence, the evidence is conclusive. They are doing things that are so outrageous, and the reason they're allowed to do them is because there's a lack of clarity as to what the Internet is. The Internet is a peer-to-peer network. That is to say, if I have my computer and I'm connected to the Internet, I'm allowed to send packets, or should be, to any other computer on the net. Now, there's no guarantee that there'll be a lot of bandwidth. At the moment, I'm using a dial-up connection just because a piece of equipment failed. But under the old telephone system, if I'm communicating with somebody via voice, it's no business of the duopoly to do anything to come into my communications. They shouldn't be watching it. They shouldn't be squelching it. That doesn't mean that they can't charge extra for more bandwidth. But finally, one thing. What is the power of New York City? Look, the duopoly is a creation jointly of so-called private things, but it's undergirded really by government. It's so much a creature of the government. And the government can simply take steps. I'm not going to suggest anything. I've got 2 minutes. You can get competition. I hope Vaney Markovsky comes and tells about what's going on in Bulgaria. And you have it within your power to change utterly all of these things. And you do have to face the fact that you have the power and that the other side is selling services.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Salzberger? Yes, Anthony.
Knowing that most of this stuff's regulated at the state and federal level, right, are there any examples of local governments that are being activists about net neutrality?
I'm a complete ignoramus on that, but I certainly know that New York City controls whether or not people can trench. And I know as a practical matter, practical in terms of legalities, I can't string a cable across 114th Street and Manhattan Avenue. I would never be allowed to do that. I am told that in some countries that are more of an anarchy than we presently are, people do that. I don't know if Vaney is here. Vaney Markovsky from Bulgaria. I've heard stories indirectly, and I haven't spoken to him, but I trust people. Look, if people could string cables without police intervention, I guarantee there'd be a lot more broadband internet access. And yes, I know the duopoly has power over the center of the cloud, which hasn't been much emphasized. It's not just the last mile. But look, we've got to take competition seriously, and we have to take privacy seriously. And the digital divide I'm worried about is email, HTTP, SSH, DNS, streaming video. None of that was invented by the telephone company, and they could have done it all in 1980. And they're never going to do it. It's because we have the freedom as individuals owning computers and having our communications protected under the old rules of common carriage that we were able to develop all of that. And that's the digital divide that I'm worried about. That in poor parts of this city, people won't have the freedom to invent something that, of course, I can't think of because it hasn't been invented. We've got to enforce actual rules of common carriage. No interference, freedom of enterprise. That's it.
Other questions for Mr. Salzberger?
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.